We're joined now by one of the River Dogs' most dominant relievers lately. It's Bryce Schaefer, the lefty. And Bryce, appreciate your time. We'll just start with your performance lately. What do you think has clicked here after your call-up?
I would definitely say the little things, doing stuff pregame, just staying ready mentally. We have great coaching, so any questions I have, they really help me kind of come into sync with what I'm doing out on the mound during the games and stuff, so it's good.
Now, watching your delivery, the biggest question that kind of comes to mind to me is, how do you start throwing like that? Because you crossfire, you throw across your body, it works great, especially when you're facing lefties, but it looks a little unnatural. How did that come to be?
It all started, when I was a teenager. I had a pitching coach, Dustin Pease, and he told me I need to pick either throwing over the top or kind of funky sidearm, and I went the sidearm route. I kind of come up a little bit more than he did, but the delivery was all him, and I just kind of mirrored what he did, and it works and it plays well, so yeah.
Did that take an adjustment at all?
Yeah, definitely. Just throwing that awkward definitely took time. We broke it down into stages over time and finally tried to perfect it, and it's been good. I feel comfortable with it. Now when I try and throw overhand, it's really awkward, but it works, and it's good being different, so that's good.
So you're drafted out of Coastal Carolina after 2 years there. We'll talk about the Chanticleers here in a bit, but what's your transition to pro ball been like in terms of resources, in terms of the things you've learned for you?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I would definitely say a big mindset switch. Over at Coastal Carolina, they really taught us well with just competing in that side of the baseball and the mental game for pitching. Without them, I really don't know if I would be here, just all of the stuff I learned through them. But yeah, I would just say competing, and it's definitely different here with the swings I see guys taking. But no, I love it. If you can just pound the zone and work with your best stuff, I think you can get guys out, and it's a good change being here.
How are those swings different, and what adjustments do you make to counter that?
It's kind of off of feel. If I see guys like taking certain swings on certain pitches, I'll switch it up. But just seeing where they foul pitches off, knowing what my best pitch is in certain counts, and just knowing who's at the plate helps me a lot.
Now, you also played 2 years of JUCO ball, Polk State, right? What was that like?
That was tough. JUCO's a crazy route, but I think it definitely helps a lot of guys if you're going that route. It definitely helped me. Very blue collar, very get to the field and expect to work. Yeah. Every day's a grind. You got to show up willing to, die for the team, die for the coaches, and do everything right. But it was tough, but I think I needed it, and it humbled me a lot. So
now, talking about Coastal Carolina, they're playing in Omaha right now. They play tonight against Oregon State. What's that like watching from afar, knowing that you played with probably the vast majority of those guys last year?
I love those guys. I wish I was there right now, but they're killing it over there. We got our new assistant coach, now head coach. They're just killing it. Whatever he's teaching over there, which he was teaching me, but obviously something changed, but they're killing it. I think it's like 24 games in a row that they've won, and they're playing K-Matzer next, so we'll see who takes that game. But I miss the boys, and I'm glad to see they're doing good.
So Oregon State tonight, you mentioned a little bit of a side bet. If it's appropriate for air, what's the bet?
Oh yeah, this is just between me and him. Just a little high, keep us honest. I told him that the Chanticleers were going to beat them up, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, it'll be fun to see.
Now, I imagine being at a place like Coastal, with the tradition that they have, the expectations are high. Did that kind of rub off some kind of an underdog mentality in you, knowing that, they are a mid-major, but they consistently take on Goliath and take him down?
Yeah, when it comes to competing against ACC, SEC teams, I think we handle it well. I don't know if the other teams show up thinking that they're going to beat us, but we show up knowing that we're going to beat them, and that kind of helped. It was fun. Going against NC State, all those schools, Clemson, they have great clubs over there, but I don't know. I just feel like Coastal has a little bit more grit in them, and when it comes to beating teams that are have a bigger name than us and stuff like that, we love it. We love taking wins from them, so we'll take any that we can get.
Now back to the present here. You've had to escape some jams here with the River Dogs, but that ERA is still sub 2. It seems like your stuff turns up a notch almost when you get into a jam. What's been the key for you to get out of it and ride the high a little bit?
I would say just knowing my role. My job's to come in, be efficient, help guys out of jams. I mean, our starters go 6. And I know sometimes they need help getting out of stuff. And I mean, that's my job, and I'm going to help my teammates out the best way I can.
So far, so good. Bryce, appreciate the time, and congrats on the success so far.
Thank you. I appreciate it.